Stevenson University welcomes you to this presentation of Stevenson Mustangs Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net. This broadcast is presented in part by Buffalo Wild Wings, just minutes away from Mustang Stadium on Owings Mills Boulevard, Coca-Cola, PMM Companies. Now, Stevenson Mustangs Lacrosse.
The final non-conference game of the season for the Stevenson Mustangs pits them against the visiting York Spartans. Good evening and welcome to Owings Mills inside Mustang Stadium. I'm Sid Zweigbaum. We'll be joined by Dave Slafkowski and MC McFadden shortly. The 8th-ranked Stevenson Mustangs, 7-4 overall, taking on a York Spartans team that is 8-5 overall, 4-1 in the Capital Athletic Conference, a team that started the year ranked 12th in the country, fell on a little bit of hard times at the beginning of the season, but they've rebounded and won 5 of their last 6, playing some of their best lacrosse of the season. The Mustangs come into this one pretty hot as well. They've won 4 of their last 5 games. Tuesday, they got back in the winner's circle, an easy one against Hood, a 20-2 victory. The Mustangs had 16 different point scorers, 14 different goal scorers. They were led in goals by Tony Rossi, who had a hat trick. They were led in points by Matt Tompkins, 1 goal and 3 assists for Tompkins, who made his first career start for the Mustangs and his first career start at attack. And it was a guy who came into that game with 10 goals, 0 assists on the season, and he ends up picking up 3 assists and a goal in that meeting. Hood coming off one of their best overall performances of the year, a 13-6 win Wednesday night at home in conference play against Wesley. They had a season high 52 shots, a season high 45 ground balls, and a season best 19 calls turnovers, all while turning the ball over just 13 times themselves. As we take a look at the team statistics in this one, the thing that stands out, both teams turn the ball over, 15.6 turnovers for York on the season, 18.8 for the Mustangs. Stevenson has won 9 in a row in this series. Last year, it wasn't easy for the Mustangs. They won 9-8 in overtime. The goalie for York, Caleb Abney, who will start again tonight, had 22 saves a year ago against the Mustangs, but Stevenson got a goal from Glenn Tompkins in overtime in the season opener last year that Stevenson was victorious in back in February of 2014, 9-8. Goalies have had a habit of looking good against the Mustangs this season. We'll see if that continues tonight as Abney takes the cage for the Spartans. Starting lineups, opening faceoff, tail of the tape, all coming up next. We'll take a break and we'll be right back. We'll hear from Mustangs head coach Paul Cantamene live. That's coming up next. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Hey, it's the Green Turtle of the Green Turtle Sports Bar and Grill. So I like to hang close to home. And not because it takes me forever to get anywhere. It's just nice to have a local hangout like the Green Turtle. The place is always filled with friendly faces, and you know we're going to have that dish you love, like our legendary crab dip and certified Angus beef burgers. Heck, stop by often enough, and one of our bartenders will be pouring your favorite drink before you can say, "I'll have the usual." And you know all those mugs hanging above the bar? They belong to the more than 30,000 Mug Club members who have made the Green Turtle their watering hole. That pretty much says it all. So stay local and head down to the Green Turtle near you. You can be here in no time, even if you're a turtle. Hey, want to try something new? Check out the Green Turtle's first ever shareable drink, Hell in the Shell. It's 64 ounces of grown-up fun in a giant turtle shell. So grab a few friends and pull up a straw.
Back to the Mustangs All-Access Pregame Show, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Mustang Stadium. We welcome in Dave Slafkowski. And Dave, a lot of people call you coach around here. I know you know a lot of these guys on York, being from the area. They played at Mount St. Joe where you coached. What can you tell us about some of the guys the Mustangs are going to face tonight?
Well, most of the guys that I coached aren't going to be playing on the offensive end. Widlick, 22. Ordikowski, 40. Tyler Fields could be a starting defense, but I believe he is. The young man, a freshman, Dylan Hannon, is a Catonsville youngster. He didn't go to Mount St. Joe, but he's had a great start for York's their third leading scorer, has 21 goals, and he shoots the ball on the cage pretty accurately. So the four that I know of, they're all on the defensive side.
Well, you said Ordikowski is huge on the faceoffs with ground balls. You were talking about, while we were off there, his ground ball statistics this year, pretty impressive.
He is, but I can't I've been looking for him on the field. I can't pick him out. So I also told you that he has always gotten injured. The two seasons he played for me at Mount St. Joe, he missed half the games of both seasons. I know he didn't start the season this year because of an injury. I hope I'm wrong. I just, you know, they don't have their jerseys correct right this moment.
Right.
But Conrad is a very skinny little guy, very tough, but he tends to get hurt. So I hope I'm wrong on
that.
Well,
he plays a tough position for a guy who's only 5'8". You mentioned he had over 30 ground balls in 10 games this season. We've got Coach Cantamene standing by and MC McFadden down on the field as they get set for this game. Stevenson and York. Let's hear from MC and Coach right now. MC?
Thanks, Sid. I'm here with Coach Paul Cantabene. Coach, when York comes to town, they always bring their A game. What is it that you're expecting from them tonight?
Well, obviously they're, you know, the good size team, pretty physical team, and they need a big win. We expect their best effort. They do a good job defensively holding teams down the shots, and you know, they're pretty good at the attack position, so we expect a pretty good effort. We expect them to slow it down a little bit and try to keep their tempo. We want to try to speed it up to play our tempo.
I was speaking with some of your guys earlier today and asking them their thoughts on the game. One thing that they mentioned was York's goalie. One thing you've been talking about is that your attack needs to get better. Did you do anything special to prepare for tonight?
I think you get too wrapped up in the goalie business. Sometimes you talk about how great goalies are and what they are. It gets wrapped up in your shooter's head. We just got to go out and shoot. We know we got great shooters. We can't worry about it. We got to shoot our shots. They go in, they go in. They don't, they don't. But, you know, obviously our guys know we got to put the ball away for us to be successful too.
And finally, Coach, Tuesday night versus Hood, we saw some lineup changes. We saw Connor Skeen start in the goal. We saw Matt Tompkins move to attack. A, will we be seeing those changes tonight? And is there anything else that our fans should be looking for tonight?
No, we're going to do the same lineup and go. And then all three attackmen will play again. And whoever plays the best in the first half will play more in the second half. But, you know, they all deserve a shot. And I think our lineup changes are working. So we'll see what happens.
All right. Thank you, Coach, and good luck tonight.
Thanks a lot, MC.
All right, thanks, guys. Coach Cantabene down on the field with our MC McFadden. Let's take a quick look again at our tail of the tape. York coming into this one averaging 10 goals a game. Stevenson at 12.4. Mustangs averaging 50 shots a game. York at 34. Mustangs, 38 ground balls. Spartans, 29. Faceoffs, Spartans have the edge, 58% to 54%. They're also turning the ball over three less times per game. Stevenson still real sharp with the man up at 49%. York not so bad at 38%. Goals against Stevenson allowing 8.6. You see York very low at 7.7 goals allowed per game. And again, their goalie, Caleb Abney, is the guy to watch. 6'5", 245 pounds, 22 saves against the Mustangs a year ago. A clear night in Owings Mills, as you can tell by our beautiful audio on the field tonight. We'll take a break. We'll be right back with our starting lineups and the opening faceoff. Stevenson and York coming up next. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
This is the pinnacle of men's college lacrosse.
We have ourselves a ball game for the national championship.
Only the very best make it to the championship round, but only one will celebrate as NCAA national champions.
Lefty shot and we are all tied.
Experience it live.
Bullseye.
3 days, three championships, the ultimate lacrosse experience at the 2015 NCAA Men's Lacrosse Championships, May 23rd through 25th at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. New affordable ticket options are available. Visit ncaa.com/lacrosse.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Take out for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Back to the Mustangs All-Access Pregame Show, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Owings Mills. Sid Zweigbaum, Dave Slefkowski getting you set for this face-off between York and Stevenson. And, Coach, I think the most important thing that Coach Cantabene said was that York needs a big win. You look at their schedule. Yeah, they beat Washington College at the beginning of the year, and Washington College is obviously a good team. They are ranked number 4 at that time. They lost to Gettysburg on the road. Gettysburg is now ranked 3rd this week. They lost 12-6. They also lost at home a couple of Saturdays ago to Frostburg, 11-7. Frostburg starting the week ranked 17th now, and they are 13-0 as well. So Washington College actually not ranked this week. So York is looking for a win against a team that's ranked now, and that can be, you know, very scary situation for Stevenson, being that the Spartans could view this game as we need to win this game to get to the NCAA tournament.
Well, Stevenson plays these outside games to get the experiences, and normally they do a pretty good job. This year has been a little different, so I think Paul's worried about anybody he plays right now.
Yeah,
he also wants to see if the changes he made earlier in the week are going to help him out, and that's what's going to find out tonight.
And I think this is a good matchup to do it against. So you have a couple of conference games coming up against teams that don't have a whole lot of wins. One conference win between the two next opponents in Arcadia and Alvernia. So this is a good test for the Mustangs to see if Tompkins is going to work out as the starting attackman. As he said, he would be part of a three-man rotation tonight with Furman and Danko. Connor Skeen didn't really get tested Tuesday night, so Connor got his first start in his career on Tuesday night as a junior. Didn't really get tested. When he did get tested, to be quite frank, the score was the game was no longer in doubt. So this will be Connor's first real test in terms of a game, you know, that will be contested. And so they'll find out a lot more about where he's at because, like I said, the next couple of opponents on the road don't have great records. And we've seen what the Mustangs usually do against Commonwealth Conference teams that don't have good records. Usually it's a pretty one-sided affair. And the Mustangs do have another game tomorrow that will not be broadcast by us, but it's at Arcadia tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And then they're at Alvernia on Wednesday before coming back home next Saturday for a home conference game against Lebanon Valley, which could be for first place and home field advantage in the Commonwealth Conference. Let's meet tonight's starting lineups before we get to the opening faceoff. We'll go with the starters for York at first. On attack, they go with number 14, Andrew Gamble. Go-to guy is number 28, Tyler Hudson. And this new freshman sensation is number 44, Dylan Hanna. The first line midfielders are number 46, Dan Kaplan, number 33, Matt Witcher, and number 25, Christopher Lee. Starting on defense is number 24, Sam London, number 18, Garrett Barker, and number 2, Joey Fiorino. The goalie, as we mentioned, number 8, Caleb Abney. For the Mustangs, they're going to go with the same 10 that we saw on Tuesday night. On attack, it's the dynamic duo, Pat Cannon, Stephen Bannock, number 2 and 3. They're joined by number 44, Matt Tompkins. First line midfielders, Tony Rossi coming off a hat trick on Tuesday night. Seems to have figured out his shot, or we were talking to his brother Nick before the game. Nick said that Tony figured out why his shot wasn't working in warm-ups, which was kind of ironic because they had been working on it together as brothers. The other midfielders, Colin Dabney and number 11, Billy Burgoyne. Burgoyne going for goal number 100 tonight. He starts the game with 99. The three close defenders with the long holes, number 20, Taylor Morgan, number 32, Chad Williams, and number 10, Cal Robinson. And getting the start in goal tonight is number 6, Connor Skeen, making his second career start. Beautiful night it's turned out to be in Owings Mills. It was a chilly and wet afternoon, but it is dry, clear, and sunny as we get set for the opening faceoff. 55 degrees in Owings Mills as we get set for the temperature. Wind is negligible. We do have a chance of rain. It's going to get down to 47 degrees in our forecast. They actually have the temperature now at 62 as we we get set for the opening faceoff. York in their road green uniforms with white lettering, white numbers. Stevenson in their home whites with the green trim, green numbers, green helmets for the Mustangs.
Sid, I think we'll be able to see the numbers pretty well. Though.
Yeah, hopefully.
That's always been my problem.
Should be. I mean, York certainly is very basic and easy to see. A couple of those teams we've had. Tufts was really difficult. And the Mustangs, pretty easy to decipher as well. Big one for both teams. Last chance for a big win for the Spartans, as it's a tough road in the Capital Athletic Conference this year, with Salisbury being Salisbury and Frostburg now throwing themselves in the NCAA tournament
mix. They play this weekend.
Yeah.
That's the big game in that league.
So York has lost to Frostburg. They do play Salisbury still, but they would love to pad their tournament resume. Spartans 8-5, Mustangs 7-4. Stevenson 4-3 at home. York is 4-2 on the road. Spartans coming off the best season in school history. They tried to play this one as the season opener back in February, but it was too cold. It was supposed to be under 20 degrees with the wind chill, so the trainers made us play it in April. Stevenson and York finally facing off, and it is Buonimo against Catchmark. Catchmark near 60% on the year. Buonimo was 10 for 10 on Tuesday. Ball still loose in the Mustangs' defensive end, and the Spartans initially take it away, and this is Hudson with the ground ball after it was knocked out of the stick of Andrew Thomas. So Tyler Hudson, number 28, feels like he's been there forever. Hudson, a senior attackman out of Westminster, gets it to the junior Andrew Gamble. Gamble and Hudson both had over 50 goals a year ago, so this Spartan team can put it in the net. This is Christopher Lees down the right side. Lees, first line middy, just 2 goals and 1 assist this season. Those up top to Witcher. Witcher lost it, and Ruffalo kicks it across midfield. Bannock there for the ground ball. Now Bannock has it knocked out of his stick. He has to backtrack across midfield, and it's scooped up by Kluver. Kluver with the long pull. 4-on-3 for York. Kluver shoots it wide. Skeen was tracking that bounce shot, and a couple of early turnovers for both teams that like to turn it over.
Well, Bannock should have gone over. He didn't realize that that Stevens had had another man back. And his defender did, and that's why he picked it up.
Witcher switching hands, getting it to his left. York attacking right to left. Goes down low to Gamble. Gamble, 51 goals, 20 assists a year ago. He's got 21-12 as we start play tonight. Gamble up top to Witcher. Over to Lees. Lees had a goal on Wednesday night against Wesley. Goes down the right alley. Now behind the cage. Back to Gamble, who had 3 goals and 1 assist on Wednesday night. Now they work it out to Kaplan. Kaplan, another first line middy. They want to get it to Hudson or Hannah. Hudson is the finisher. Hannah not so bad himself. Lees had his stick knocked out of his hands by Granada. Granada takes it away. Long pass ahead to Bannock, and the Mustangs have a run out. Bannock left to right down the middle, goes behind the cage to Tompkins. Tompkins looking for a cutter. He's got Corot shooting, and a save made there by the goalie Abney, and it's scooped up by the Spartans.
In
Barker.
And in and out.
He took it in and out of the crease. And the referees blow the whistle, so that's a big error by the Spartans to give the Mustangs extra life on this possession. Candon has it behind the cage. Over to Bannock, to Burgoyne, now to Rossi. Rossi with a hat trick on Tuesday night. And the most important thing that his brother Nick was telling us before the game is he figured out he'd been shooting it 2 over the top, and he had to go back to a 3-quarter release. There is a release by Dabney, and another good save by Abney. So Abney stops Dabney, and the Spartans have it across midfield in Fiorino's stick. And he gets it to a short stick to Taylor Tolbert. And a good pace to this game.
That was a shot off stick side, but it wasn't really, it didn't have a whole lot in it on it. And I think it was pretty easy save by Abney.
Hannah, the freshman from Catonsville, behind the cage, wraps around.
Yeah, nice
Skeen
feet.
Hugging the post, makes a save. He kicks it out to Robinson. Robinson goes back to the goalie, Skeen. So Skeen already tested here early, and he made the save. Nice takeaway by Hudson of the Spartans at midfield. Knocked it right out of the stick, got it back to his offense. A shot blocked. Ball's loose near the edge of the crease. Mustangs there first is number 26, John Bercy. And Bercy will get it across midfield. So Bercy, I believe, was one who had it taken away by Hudson. And he ends up with a big ground ball there to stop the Spartans in transition. That was Gamble who tried to get the shot off. 4 minutes gone by in the first. We are scoreless. Spartans out shooting the Mustangs early, 3-2. Rossi backing it out against the short stick of Andrew Thomas. He runs right around him, draws a slide, Bennick shoots and scores!
That's a great look by Rossi.
Mustangs take the 1-0 lead on the goal by Steven Bannock, his 16th of the season. Rossi did a great job, a little skip pass out of the slide, and he set that thing up beautifully, and the Mustangs take a 1-0 lead.
I thought Tony made a great play, driving hard to his right hand and made a pass across his body to Bannock, and he stepped up and finished it. That was a nice play.
1-0 Stevenson, 10:49 to go. Also on the replay, you can see a good screen set there by Dabney. He was one of the most excited when that ball hit the net. Guantanamo swats it over to Corot. Corot's got the scoop for the Mustangs, and Stevenson, a little bit of make it, take it here. Let's see if they can catch it in and get ahead 2-0. Second line middies out there for the Mustangs, and Moody out there with Hardwick and D'Onofrio. So this second line that was put together for Tuesday night stays intact here on a Friday night. D'Onofrio over to Moody. Moody, who we've seen primarily as a short stick middy throughout his first years here at Stevenson.
But you've said to me all season long that 41 Hardwick is one of the fastest kids on the
team. Yeah, Hardwick can do it all, as he lost the ball there.
Yeah.
D'Onofrio tracks it down. One of the advantages of this line, if they do turn the ball over, Hardwick and Moody are great defensive players. Tompkins parallel to the goal. Peeling off. He's got Kovac on him. Tompkins, a little bit of a step. Abney makes a save, hugging the post. And he is 6'5", 245 pounds, but he's an athlete back there. He can move around. Outlet pass to London.
Matt should have taken another step before he shot that ball.
And London pushed into the sidelines with the ball. He turns it over, and the Mustangs put it back in play. Morgan restarts, hit off Hardwick's stick, got it to Moody. And now Moody will get it ahead to Bannock. Burgoyne comes on, placing Hardwick, and now Moody will head off. Bannock behind the cage.
They're bringing the first mini back in.
Nine minutes to go in the first. Stevenson up 1-0. Mustangs starting to exert their will a little bit. Here's Rossi on the catch from Bannock. Rossi stepping into one, faked the shot. Goes behind the cage to Cannon. Nobody's on Cannon. Look at the cut and a score for Matt Tompkins.
They put him in the crease to help finish a little more, and he just did that today.
He does it for him on man up. He did it for him on all even.
Tompkins with the goal, his 12th of the season. Mustangs with their second assisted goal of the night.
And who got the assist on that, Cannon?
Cannon. Okay. Only 9 of their 20 goals were assisted on Tuesday night, so the Mustangs, with good teamwork on the first couple of goals.
Sam Wyatt took that faceoff, kept it in there.
Wyatt taking the faceoff, but the Spartans have it first. It's knocked out of bounds again off of the Spartans, or it was in a Spartan stick, and it went out of bounds, so it's going to be Stevenson ball. And the Mustangs attack left to right. They've got a 2-0 lead. So Buonimo took the first two faceoffs. Wyatt took the third. Dabney down the right side, slipped and fell. Ball came loose, but Collin able to get it back. Over to Rossi. Rossi down the sideline. Circles the goal. Up top to Burgoyne. Burgoyne steps into it, shot it wide. Abney might have gotten a piece.
I'm not sure he got it, but that was a good effort by Dabney. He got to the middle, just missed the cage, I believe.
Burgoyne up top to Rossi. Rossi takes a screen from Burgoyne. Now circles back to the middle to Collin Dabney. The cannon down to the right. Shot from the top from Burgoyne. Went wide right. So Burgoyne, two shots wide on this possession. Bannock there to back it up. Good long possession here for the Mustangs. Bannock behind the cage looking for cutters. He's got one in front. Tompkins unable to get a lot on it. And Abney with the save. It looked like he went for the quick stick and it just hit off the frame of his stick head. We saw a goal like that Tuesday night where Cannon whiffed on a quick stick, but it went in anyway. That's not going to get by Abney tonight.
They went to zone that yeah. last possession, I believe. York was playing a little zone defense. But we still got a pretty good shot. I mean, the area we got it off was pretty good. I don't think we got much on it, obviously.
Hannah behind the cage. 5'10" freshman from Catonsville, went to Catonsville High School. A lot of Maryland kids on this York team, especially kids from this area. Christopher Lees down the right alley, had it knocked away out of his stick by Corot, and then a big hit on Morgan by one of the attack men.
I think we're going to get a man up.
And it's a penalty against York. So how many times have we seen Morgan and Robinson go in the box? And maybe for the first time all season, Morgan draws a penalty.
He picked it up, a nice ground ball. And that.
Yeah, and it looked like
head-to-head, maybe.
Yeah, Lees and Morgan seem to both want the contact. And a check to the head is the call on Lees.
So maybe a stick hit his head.
Looking at the replay, it looked like they kind of both crashed into each other up high.
Then you said our man up stats are we're close 49%, to
49%, yep.
That's as close to 50 as you could get.
Mustangs working around the horn once. Now they switch directions. Back to Burgoyne, up top to Rossi. Right side to Dabney. The lefty shooters are on the right. Cannon goes behind the cage to Bannock.
They've got to find Tompkins.
Looking for Tompkins. Turn around in the crease. Bounce shot score. Matt Tompkins. It's 3-0 Stevenson.
That's the toughest shot in lacrosse. Coming out front away from the goal and turning around and shooting.
Toughest to shoot or toughest to stop?
Toughest to shoot, in my opinion. And the goalie probably doesn't see it as easily, too. So that's another thing in the favor of a shooter. But he went down, and it was a nice high bouncer. Still the hardest shot. Most kids can't make that shot.
Tompkins makes it 3-0. He's got back-to-back goals. Second assist of the night for Rossi, who now has 12 helpers on the season. Catchmark moved early, so it'll get a face-off win for Sam Wyatt.
They're still man down. They must have called a...
it was non-releasable for the hit to the head. So the Mustangs still have 20 seconds left on the man up. Rossi to Cannon. Now low, he whips it in. And the Mustangs lead 4-0.
And that's Tony's third assist already.
Yep.
10 minutes into the game.
Cannon was wide open. It looked like the Spartans just didn't have their defense set up. Cannon locked and loaded. It looked like he kind of hesitated before he shot that one.
And we still have 14 seconds left?
No. 14 seconds left on the man up for Stevenson. You know that head coach Brandon Childs has to be furious about that call that went against York. Go, Guantanamo pushes the faceoff forward. Another win for the Mustangs. They double team in midfield, knock it loose. Flanagan trying to get it back. 3-on-3 pile up. And we're back to 6-on-6. It squirts free. Oh. Tompkins and Abney racing for it. Abney, the goalie, picks it up. He bowled over Candon.
Oh, they called it something?
Uh-huh. And they called something on Abney. They'll give it back to the Mustangs. Candon, empty net. The pass is picked off by the Spartans. Good play there by Andrew Thomas, number 27. They threw it back behind midfield, but
I don't know if the ball ever really crossed the midfield line, but the player was there.
Yeah, the ball didn't cross, but the player's feet were on the other side.
I would think that's got to be a violation. I don't think the officials didn't call that correctly, I don't think.
But. Well, it's still Spartans' ball, but they trail 4-0. Witcher goes to Hudson, so we really haven't seen much of the Spartan offense since the Mustangs ripped off 4 in a row. Witcher down the left side. Got a short stick on him. Robinson is guarding Hudson. Lees down the left side. Lees has Corot on him. Goes up top to Kaplan. Now to Lees. Lees down the left side. Behind the cage to Gamble. Gamble's a primary feeder over to Lees. They get it over to Witcher down the right side. 33-on-33. Quick pass to Hudson on the left side. He fakes a shot, ducks in. Hudson had it stripped away by Robinson. He got his stick up high. Trying to save it was Gamble. And Robinson with the ground ball behind the cage. But then Robinson had it knocked out of his stick and out of bounds. Ooh. Quick restart. Hudson shot that one wide. Spartans there to back it up. So Gamble saved it to Robinson. Robinson had scooped it, and then he knocked it out of Robinson's stick out of bounds. And the Spartans keep possession, and they need one here to get back in the game. They trail 4-0, 3.5 minutes to go in the first period.
I think the game has started the way Coach Canabine wants it to do. He's getting a lot of shots, and they're putting it on the goal and scoring on this goal.
Witcher had it knocked out of his stick. They race for it toward midfield. Lees able to get it. Flanagan, though, knocks away his pass and went behind the midfield line, and Kaplan recovering for York. Back to Lees. I think the most important thing for the Mustangs, 4 assists on their 4 goals. It's the way they're scoring.
That's true. We haven't seen it. Oh, the guy's open.
Pass in front. Hudson couldn't handle the high pass. Scooped up by Granada. Mustangs looking for the clear. Granada puts his head down, and two Spartans ran into each other and tripped like a Three Stooges episode. And the Mustangs able to get the clear, and now Bannock waiting for midfielders. Bannock backpedaling, goes over to D'Onofrio. He couldn't handle the pass. Hit right off his head of his stick, and it rocketed all the way across midfield and out of bounds over the near sideline. Hudson will put it back in play, and D'Onofrio was wide open.
He was, but the pass was a little bit to the wrong side. They had brought in a different guy on the second midfield that time. They brought Alex Nieves. Is that how you say it?
Nieves. Yep, he scored his first goal the other night on Tuesday. So that second line midfield is going to be a little bit of a rotation as Hannah has it down the right alley. Now goes behind the cage. 5'10", 160 pounds. Hannah out top to Widlake. Widlake with Ruffalo on him. Ruffalo took it away. Then it's scooped up by Bercy. He had it knocked out of his stick. Spartans get it back near midfield again. It's Widlake.
This is a Mount St. Joe youngster, Widlake. His brother was a very good player for the University of Delaware. Graduated about 4 years ago, and they played in the NCAA quarterfinals a couple times.
Alex Millard behind the cage for the Spartans. His shot, he fanned on it, fell out of his stick, and DeFazio, the freshman, scoops it up for the Mustangs. Gets it to Ruffalo. Ruffalo trying to get across midfield. Good ride here by the Spartans. They've been pretty good in that department all night. And Versi's pass knocked down, picked off by Gamble as Hudson again giving Bercy problems near midfield.
That might be the third time we've turned it over on a clear.
Mm-hmm. And that's the second time that Hudson's been the primary man responsible for it. Under a minute to go in the first. Stevenson leading 4-0. Spartans with an extended possession here after the takeaway. Hudson, the top of the box, now passes to Gamble. Gamble trying to get a step. Little
nice
shot.
Nice save.
Underhand shot stopped by Skeen. Another good save by Connor. And they get it up to Moody across midfield. Under 20 seconds to go. Moody into the box. Moody to Cannon. Down low. Cannon looking for a cutter. He's got Rossi. Rossi's got 3 assists. Passes behind the cage. And a whistle against the Mustangs. 11.1 to go. Long pass all the way to the other end of the field for Hudson. He wasn't ready for it. It goes over the end line with 5.6 seconds left. Skeen will put it back in play from behind the cage. Goes to Robinson. Robinson wants to fire it the length of the field. He does so, and it goes over the end line, and time expires in the first period of play. Mustangs get out of the gate strong. They lead 4-0 after one. We'll be right back with the second period. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
This is the pinnacle of men's college lacrosse.
We have ourselves a ball game for the national championship.
Only the very best make it to the championship round, but only one will celebrate as NCAA national champions.
Lefty shot and we are all tied.
Experience it live.
Bullseye.
3 days, 3 championships, the ultimate lacrosse experience at the 2015 NCAA Men's Lacrosse Championships, May 23rd through 25th at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. New affordable ticket options are available. Visit ncaa.com/lacrosse.
This is Mustangs Lacrosse, powered by sfmsports.net.
Back at Mustang Stadium, number 8, Stevenson leading York 4-0. Let's go down on the field to MC McFadden, who is popping her head into the Mustang huddle. MC?
Well, believe it, I've actually seen some smiles on the sideline tonight from Coach Canabene. We don't normally see that in the middle of the game. He's really pleased with his team's effort all over the field, from the offensive to the defensive end. His message is stay out of the penalty box. And the last bit of good news is Taylor Morgan got that check to the head. They looked him over. He's fine. Back in the game.
All right. Thank you, MC, for that report. All smiles on the Mustangs sideline as we start the second period of play. Stevenson out shooting York 10-5 in the first. It'll be Buonimo taking the faceoff. He's got Hardwick to his left, Ruffalo to his right. So you see Hardwick playing second line midi. We've seen him play some short stick midi, and we've seen him play on the offensive side of the field as well.
And he's also, they want to get him out there because he's the fastest offensive or midfield they have on the team. And you want to get him out there on opportunity.
11-11 in ground balls in the first. Stevenson won 3 out of 5 faceoffs. Clears, both teams not doing a great job. Stevenson 3 of 6, York 3 for 5. Mustangs 2 out of 3 with the man up. I only remember one man up where they scored twice, but I'm not the stat guy. Here's the Mustangs with their fourth faceoff win. Hardwick to Cannon, and it hit the outside of the net.
Hardwick made a heck of an effort, though.
Here come the Spartans in transition. Tolbert, they worked a 4-on-3 to Gamble, and he shoots and scores. Well-orchestrated transition attack there by York. A good shot by the Mustangs at one end, and it ends up in the back of their own net as Gamble scores. Hudson the assist.
It could have been 5-0. Instead, it's 4-1.
And York very controlled in that 4-on-3. They knew exactly what they wanted to do. They got it to Gamble, and he had that little two-step jump shot from the left side.
He met the ball. He met the pass from the point man. He was stepping up forward, got him a better angle, and he put it in the goal.
Ensuing faceoff. Nice ground ball for Flanagan. Flanagan right down the middle. Left hand bounce shot about 10 feet over the gate, if not more.
I think somebody touched it as he was letting go of it.
He short hopped it a little bit. And the Mustangs, though, back it up, so they'll have possession. So think the important thing there is Flanagan was decisive with what he wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't throw the ball away.
He picked up a tough ground ball in the wings and got going in the right direction with it.
Manic behind the cage. Stevenson up by three. Manic working his way to the front of the cage.
No, diving, scoring.
But they're going to wave it off. Instantly waved off as in the crease on Manic.
He didn't start his dodge wide enough.
Right.
That's what got him in trouble.
That's got to be tough for the referees. Every time Bannock and Cannon go to the goal, they're within inches of the crease. Here's York in transition, shot wide by Witcher. So another 4-on-3 there as the Mustangs struggled to get their substitutions behind the play.
They definitely let Witcher get in way too close.
Hannah slips down on the far side, got back up, and he passes it out to Kaplan.
Looks like York's going to change their offense a little bit, go to an invert, taking one of their first midfielders behind the goal.
That's Kaplan behind the cage. He's got Corot, the short stick, on him.
Now they're going to bring another short stick midi behind the goal. They call this a double invert in lacrosse. Don't see that very often.
No, you don't. Lee's behind the cage, and I think it's a good idea because if one guy goes to the goal, there's somewhere there to back up the shot. A lot of times from the invert, the guy from behind the cage goes to the goal, shoots it wide, and nobody's there to back it up.
Right. There should be a designated person, whether a single or double invert, but here they're going to have – they have three behind the goal right now.
Lee's looking for a cutter in front, has Gamble. He shot it high over the cage, and right on cue, Hannah there to back it up for the Spartans. So
it slows the game down a little bit, Sid, allows the middies to control the ball and not get a defender that used to playing behind a goal.
Hannah to Hudson. Oh. He's double-teamed, had a man open in front. Looked like a pretty good pass from our angle, and Witcher couldn't bring it into his stick. They say the only good pass is a caught pass, but it looked like it was right at him.
I don't think he kind of looked at it and didn't really try for it, I think.
Skeen getting close to midfield with the ball. Now goes over to Chad Williams. Williams cross midfield, goes down the right sideline, races into the box. Williams going to the cage. Williams in front, backhand shot. Abney directs it away as Chad Williams, little backhand scoop shot. He didn't switch to his left. He just
tried to do a little backhand, and I don't see how he missed it by that far.
I think Abney got a piece of
okay,
it.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, 20!
Dabney now for the Mustangs. Behind the cage to Cannon. Just over 3 minutes gone by in the second period. It's 4-1 Stevenson. Cannon behind the back pass to Tompkins, and he's got a hat trick. Tompkins has changed the offense for the Mustangs. All of a sudden, he's the go-to guy, and he makes it 5-1, a hat trick for Matt Tompkins as the Mustangs celebrate on the sidelines. What a pass there by Cannon behind the back to Tompkins.
But more importantly, Tompkins was cutting toward him, had his stick open, was ready for the pass, put it away. We've seen most of this season where we kind of hesitate on the crease a little bit. So that's – to be a crease attackman is a heck of a skill. And Tompkins does it well on man up, and I think Paul thinks that he's going to use him on man all even. It sure has shown.
Mustangs win the faceoff. Hardwick scooped up the ground ball. Here's Tompkins in front. Now goes out to Cannon. Back down low to Tompkins. So we saw Tompkins set up 3 goals on Tuesday night. He's finished 3 already. He's got plenty of time for more.
We got the second midfield in this time with the converted
Nieves to Moody.
They let Moody go behind a goal with it.
Moody to D'Onofrio shooting from the right side, and Abney.
See, Moody has some offensive skills. Sid,
yeah.
Behind a goal there and made a nice pass out front.
Bannock, quick pass in front to Nieves, and he scores. Second straight game with a goal for Alex Nieves, the 6-foot senior from Centerville, Virginia. Steven Bannock setting up that one. It seemed like the Spartan defense was caught off guard. There were 2 wide open Mustangs in front. And Nieves with the goal. Timeout taken by York and their head coach, Brandon Childs. Childs, in his fourth season at York, is 46-21. Coming into this game, he's a 2005 graduate of Lynchburg. He had quite a career there. He's still the all-time assist leader with 102 assists at Lynchburg. And right now, he wants to settle his team down as they find themselves down 6-1 with 10:44 to go. And it seems like Spartans are having trouble covering the cutters. It's not necessarily the guy with the ball killing them. It's all the movement by this Mustang offense.
Well, their defense, the guys on the crease are looking at the ball behind the goal and not really covering anybody. And Stevenson's doing a great job of moving to open space. And we're feeding them, which is something that we haven't shown that we've been able to do as well early in the year. But today we're assisted on every goal?
Every goal. 6 goals, 6 assists. 6 goals on 13 shots for the Mustangs. Their offense is humming as well as it has all season here in the game's first 20 minutes of play.
You can't fault with 6 for 13, so that's almost 50%. If you get anywhere close to shooting 50% on your shots, you're going to have a heck of a game.
Guantanamo facing off against Catchmar. Catchmar came in at 60%, but he's had some trouble here in the first half with the Mustangs. Horn, first one to it, scoops it up. Another faceoff win for the Mustangs. Goes back to skiing the goalie. Now the Mustangs try to get it across midfield. Jesse Horn takes it across midfield. Right to left for Stevenson. He'll go down the right sideline. And now step into the box and shovel it to Rossi. Behind the cage to Cannon. Now back to Rossi. Rossi in front to Tompkins. Turnaround bounce shot. 4 goals for number 44. Tompkins has his 4th goal of the night. Rossi, his 4th assist. It's 7-1 Stevenson. 10:01 to go in the first half. Again, on the replay, a defender just losing track of number 44. And right now, the Spartans should know where 44 is at all times.
If somebody better get the word to him if they don't. He's only taken probably about 5 shots today.
Tompkins now 15 goals on the season. He's closing in on Cannon's lead of 19 as the Mustangs win another faceoff. This is Granada down the middle. He had it stick checked out of his stick from behind by Kovac. And now the Spartans will try to get the clear left to right. Barker, long pass ahead to Witcher, number 33, and he gets it across midfield. Witcher ahead to Kaplan. And now the Spartans will try to set up their offense, trailing 7-1. These two teams met last year in the season opener, and Stevenson won 9-8 here in overtime. Goal by Glenn Tompkins. Spartans went on to have their best season in school history. Started the year ranked 12th, but they've dropped out of the rankings with some non-conference losses that caught some people by surprise. Shot there by Kaplan goes wide. They lost to Messiah at home in overtime, 8-7, and Elizabethtown on the road, 11-7. Another shot wide by Kaplan. Skeen may have gotten a piece of that one. Also a home loss to Roanoke and Frostburg.
I think Elizabethtown is having a banner year, so that's not a terrible loss. Elizabethtown is more like a Frostburg, hasn't been very successful.
But they're
this year
on the way up.
This year they are.
Witcher to Cook. Behind the cage. This is Kaplan again, number 46. High pass. Hit off the stick of Hanna. He couldn't bring it in, and it's scooped up by Granada. Granada, long pass ahead for Moody. He was at his feet, and it rolls ahead to Bannock. Bannock picks it up on the run. 3-on-2 with the Mustangs. Bannock in front of Tompkins. He couldn't handle the pass, and that could have been number 5. Would have been a 1-on-0 against the goalie. Spartans will try to clear it. This is Witcher in his own end. Gets it to a long pole. They get it across midfield to Millard. Millard down the left alley. Goes behind the cage to Hannah. Back to Millard. Millard behind the cage, looking for a screen from Cook. Coming out from the left side. He's got the short pole of Corot on him. Now they have the double invert set up again. Millard coming around from the right side. That pass airmailed into his own bench. I mean, that thing was 10 feet over the intended target. And a turnover by the Spartans. Robinson will put it in play from the right side. We're midway through the second period. Stevenson has extended their lead to 7-1. Corot for Tompkins in front. Turnaround shot. This time Abney able to make a save. I believe Tompkins was tangled up as he shot that one. It didn't look like he got a lot on it. And Abney able to make the save. Spartans.
A timely check. Just as he was about to shoot.
Tolbert will get it into the box for York.
But he moves all the time in there, Sid.
He looks great.
He's constantly going to open space, and the other offensive players have some confidence to throw the ball to him.
Coach Cantabene calling Tompkins and Candon over to his sideline. It's kind of funny. Coach Cantabene said before the game, we're going to see, you know, all three of the attackmen, Tompkins, Danko, and Furman, and we haven't seen the other two yet. As Tompkins has seized the job, the Mustangs seize possession after Williams and Robinson converged on the ball. They take it away with a ground ball from Connor Corot. Skeen will walk it near midfield. High pass for Morgan. Off his stick at midfield and out of bounds. Spartans will put it back in play. Witcher across midfield.
I think Connor should have taken his time on that clear. He forced that. You sometimes have to take the ball to one side, get the defense, the riding team onto that side, and go back the other way, but he didn't do that.
Clearing's really been the only area you could say the Mustangs have not excelled in so far tonight. This is Warburton behind the cage.
They're going to that double invert again.
Warburton looking for a cutter. Another high pass to Gamble, and his pass goes wide of Hannah. Hudson there, knocked it out of a stick of Ruffalo. Hardwick's got it. Mustangs have a 5-on-3 with Morgan joining the play. Hardwick to Tompkins. Tompkins fakes the shot, and now he just peels off and waits. Well, Tompkins didn't want to turn it over.
Showed a little patience on him that time.
Well, he knows he might get it back the way this game's gone. He's just got to watch the other guys pass it around, and he'll cut in the middle and find an opening.
And now they have, nice.
Pass in front to Bannock from D'Onofrio. Did he score? Yeah, he counts. Bannock tiptoeing around the crease again. And a pass from D'Onofrio to Bannock, and the Mustangs take an 8-1 lead. Looked like a pretty harmless drive by D'Onofrio. A long pass across the crease in front to Bannock, and he was on his tippy toes for that little quick stick, and the Mustangs take an 8-1 lead. That was a really long pass from D'Onofrio to get in front of the crease.
The Spartans have gotten to within 6 shots of the Mustangs. They both have 16 and 10, but the scoreboard is 8-1 in favor of the Mustangs.
Wyatt taking this faceoff. The Mustangs initially had it, and then it's knocked out of the stick of Bertsey. Andrew Thomas has it for York. Thomas near the sideline in midfield. He's trapped there by Flanagan. Now Wyatt comes over for the hit. Thomas flings it toward the front of the cage, and a good pickup there by Gamble to keep possession for now for York. As Gamble kind of fielded off his chest. Gamble going right to the front of the cage. Fell out of his stick. Loose ball picked up by the Spartans. Look out here. Shot way wide by Hannah. And that's the best look he's had all night. It was a broken play. Witcher scooped up the ground ball. Got it to Hannah. He probably could have gotten a little bit closer, but he shot it 4 feet. Maybe 6 or 8 feet wide. He wasn't that far from the cage.
He had a great opportunity. He could have taken even more time. You're right. Correct. I think he could have gone in closer. I don't know why he didn't.
Hannah behind the cage has a short stick on him. Hannah Little wraparound shot went wide. Hit off of Williams, and it's loose behind the cage. Number 9, Taylor Morgan out there for the Mustangs. Hold against Stevenson, so number 9, Taylor Morgan, replacing number 20, Taylor Morgan, on this defensive possession for the Mustangs.
This is the bigger Taylor Morgan.
The bigger and younger.
And younger. He's a lot bigger than number
20. Wraparound shot there by Gamble goes wide. Haven't really seen Hudson, who is the celebrated offensive player for York, fire any shots. I don't know that he's attempted a shot in this first half.
Keeps going to the crease. Is that his role? Has it always been a crease player? I don't know. I mean, they've got Stevenson's best defender on him. So.
Yeah, they've got Robinson on him.
Maybe they don't want to go against Robinson.
Whitlake to Hannah. Hannah down the right side. It hit off the outside of the net. But one thing, if you try to go against Cal, you do have the chance of him picking up some penalties. Right now, Corot.
Time
into
out.
The box. Timeout taken by the Mustangs with 3:25 to go in the first half. Stevenson in control, 8-1. Maryland Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve, a Department of Defense agency, has awarded Stevenson head football coach Ed Hoddle with a Patriot Award in recognition of extraordinary support of his employee serving in the Maryland Guard and Reserve. Hoddle was nominated for being highly supportive of the Guard and Reserve by Lance Corporal Christian Manning. Find out more details by visiting GoMustangSports.com. So Christian Manning, who was the long snapper for the football team, Coach Hoddle is recognized for allowing Christian to do his part in the service while also being a member of the football team. And I believe Christian used up his eligibility this year. But certainly, long snapper is a job that you only get noticed. You only get noticed if you do something bad. And if memory serves me correct, I don't think the Mustangs had an error in that department. There may have been one game where they threw a couple away, but other than that, certainly in Division III football, there can be some adventures in the snapping game, and the Mustangs did not have very many adventures with Lance Corporal Christian Manning doing the long snapping this season. 3:25 to go. Mustangs have possession. They lead it 8-1. They led 4-0 after one. York scored the first goal of the second period. The Mustangs have responded with 4 in a row to take a 7-goal lead. And they'll put it back in play in front of their own bench. Candon behind the cage to Bannock, to the near side to Tompkins. First string middies out there, Rossi, Dabney, and Burgoyne. Rossi circling from left to right. Draws the defense, tried to go down low to Bannock, hit off his stick, and Abney with the ground ball behind the cage. Nice outlet pass to Fiorino. And now with the long hole, gets to a short stick, bounce shot on the run, goes wide out of the stick of Taylor Tolbert. So we've seen York look pretty good with those 5-on-4s and 4-on-3s in transition. That's how they got their only goal.
They had a good opportunity that time, Sid, but they just didn't get it on cage. They played it very well. They brought the 4-on-4, and then he looked back into the trailing middie, and he was wide open.
Kaplan behind the cage. Goes back to Gamble. Gamble looking for a cutter. 2:25 to go in the first half. Stevenson leads 8-1. Shot from the left side goes wide. That out of the stick of Lees. 2:18 to go as the Spartans put it back in play. Kaplan with Williams on him trying to back his way towards the cage. Drew the double, found the open man, but it went over his stick and out of bounds. Tyler Hudson wide open back door. They just couldn't connect, and the Mustangs will put it back in play.
He was there, just a little bit too high.
Yeah, wide open. Skeen down the middle of the field over to Williams on the right side. Williams floats it across midfield to Taylor Morgan, number 9, Taylor Morgan. Mustangs have 2 Taylor Morgans, number 9, number 20. Of course, they're both long poles.
this is the most I've seen the younger Taylor Morgan play.
Yeah, he hasn't played a lot. He played a first couple of games we did. He played a lot in special teams. Burgoyne shooting and scoring. There's goal number 100. Cannon to Billy Burgoyne. And Burgoyne, the senior out of Boonton Township, New Jersey, scores his 100th goal as a Stevenson Mustang, just the seventh player in school history to reach 100.
I think it was screened, to tell you the truth. I think Tompkins did a nice job of screening that shot.
First goal of the night for Burgoyne. And that's 100 career goals for Billy Burgoyne. He is seventh all-time in that department. He needs seven to tie Neil Barthelme, who has 107. Big difference between Neil. He did it in 2 years.
Oh, no.
What did he scored really? 107 goals in 2 years.
Wow.
But all-time list is an all-time list, so Burgoyne needs eight to pass Barthelme and become sixth all-time. 17 Whoa. To get to fifth. Wyatt near the sideline in a precarious position. Got it to Hardwick. Now over to Cannon. Cannon trailing with another timeout called by the Mustangs. They lead it 9-1 now after the goal by Burgoyne. As Coach Cantamene looking for win number 164. He's 163-44 entering tonight's contest. You can download the new Stevenson Athletics Front Row app and stay up to date on the latest in Stevenson University athletics. This app gives you inside access to live stats, box scores, news updates, game recaps, and live broadcasts. Get the Stevenson Athletics Front Row app in the iTunes or Google Play app stores.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join us in congratulating senior Billy Burgoyne.
As they just made the announcement of Burgoyne's 100th goal during the timeout, Mustangs lead it 9-1. They've been so good in the final minutes of quarters. Still time for at least one or two more for Stevenson, as they're going to head into the locker room with what looks to be a pretty big lead against this Spartans team. That
well, I was looking at the bench for York, and my young man, Connor Ordakowski, is not in jerseys. He's sitting on the sideline with a sweatshirt on. So I think it must be another injury.
They're missing a long pole or a short stick midi kind of guy that...
Man, you got to get some ground ball and a lot of face-offs, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But he's out. It's a shame.
Manick to the near side to Tompkins. Tompkins, four goals in the first half. Minute to go in the first half for the Mustangs as they lead it 9-1. D'Onofrio.
I was going to say, it looks like D'Onofrio coming out with the first midfield.
Yeah, he's behind the cage with the ball. He's replacing Burgoyne on this line.
Well, Billy's got that 100th. They're going to rest him for a little while now.
He's enjoying the perks of the 100 goal club. 30 seconds left. It looks like the Mustangs are holding for a last shot here. This is something we really haven't seen them do most of the year. Usually it's just go, go, go.
They have a play set, though.
They do. D'Onofrio stops, had to put his hand on the turf. Now wrapping around the cage. Dabney loads up a shot. He scores with 10 seconds to go. Dabney from D'Onofrio. And the Mustangs take a 10-1 lead with 10.4 seconds left. See the replay. You can see D'Onofrio in the bottom right corner of your screen jumping up and down for the ball. Left-hand shot, and he went high over the left shoulder of the goalie, which was Dabney's right side, and he's a high shooter by nature. And Dabney with his first goal of the night. Dabney beats Abney, and it's 10-1 Mustangs with 10.4 seconds to go. Buonimo taking the faceoff against Catchmark. Still time. Ball comes loose. Buonimo scoops up the ground ball with 6 seconds left. Buonimo right to left. Mustangs out of timeouts. Buonimo going toward the cage. Time expires on Buonimo, but not before the Mustangs can get another goal in the final minute of a half or quarter, and they take a 10-1 lead into the locker room. Stevenson up by 9 goals as they trot underneath the building. We'll stay here as we'll hear from head coach Paul Cantabene coming up here in a couple of seconds. He's going to go join MC McFadden. He's usually got to have a little chat with the refs, and this was a much shorter one than we've seen in the past. As Coach Cantabene has to be thrilled with the way his offense has played. 10 goals, 10 assists on those goals tonight. Let's go downstairs to MC and head coach Paul Cantabene. MC?
Coach, you have to be pleased with the way that your offense is playing tonight. 10 goals, 10 assists. That's unusual tonight.
Thanks, MC. I think we're just moving the ball pretty well. The ball. Backs are kind of fine. I think we're doing a great job.
I'm sorry about that, guys. We're having a little more trouble down on the field. Coach with MC. We'll hear from Coach Cantabene after the game, of course. He'll be up in our live post-game studio. But he did say how he liked the way the offense was looking so far. Stevenson looking good against York. Number 8 Mustangs on top at the half, 10-1. We'll be right back with our first half highlights. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Hey. It's the Green Turtle of the Green Turtle Sports Bar and Grill. So I like to hang close to home. And not because it takes me forever to get anywhere. It's just nice to have a local hangout like the Green Turtle. The place is always filled with friendly faces, and you know we're going to have that dish you love. Like our legendary crab dip and certified Angus beef burgers. Heck, stop by often enough and one of our bartenders will be pouring your favorite drink before you can say, I'll have the usual. And you know all those mugs hanging above the bar? They belong to the more than 30,000 Mug Club members who have made the Green Turtle their watering hole. That pretty much says it all. So stay local and head down to the Green Turtle near you. You can be here in no time, even if you're a turtle. Hey, want to try something new? Check out the Green Turtle's first ever shareable drink, Hell in the Shell. It's 64 ounces of grown-up fun in a giant turtle shell. So grab a few friends and pull up a straw.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
Something I discovered in myself is that if I have a goal, I can accomplish it.
It's a well-rounded experience.
At a Division III school, you're primarily a student-athlete, so the school is really shaped around you developing yourself as a complete individual.
It helps a lot that you have a family with your team that can guide you.
This is Stevenson Mustangs Lacrosse on the Mustang Sports Network.
Powered by SFMSports.net.
Now, back to the booth for the first half recap and out-of-town scoreboard. The all-access halftime show starts now.
Welcome back. Halftime here at Mustang Stadium. Stevenson over York, 10-1. Let's take a look at our first half highlights. It's going to start with the goalies making a couple of saves. We talked about Caleb Abney. And you see here early in the game making that save on Connor Crow, covering up that low shot. The other end, Connor Skeen also making a pretty good save in his own right. See this wraparound attempt, Skeen with the kick save on Dylan Hanna. Nothing through about the first 4.5 minutes, and the Mustangs get going. Tony Rossi driving down the right side. Look at that pass to Bannock. Bannock from the left side, top right corner, 1-0 Stevenson, 10:49 to go. And the Mustangs working their offense. Cannon looking for Matt Tompkins cutting in front. Tompkins, his first goal, first half. 2-0 Stevenson. Mustangs with a 1 minute non-releasable man-up situation. They go to Tompkins again. A turnaround shot from Rossi. He scores to make it 3-0. Now Rossi picking up his third assist. Look at this skip pass to Cannon. Cannon wide open on the doorstep, and he ripped it home. 4-0 Mustangs. York trying to get one back late in the first with 30 seconds to go. Look at this shot by Gamble and Skeen with another good save. 4-0 Stevenson after one. Those were Skeen's only two saves in the first half. York in transition in the first minute of the second period, and a little jump shot by Gamble made it 4-1. Looked like York might be getting back into the game. Cannon behind the back pass to Tompkins. Mustangs make it 5-1, and the floodgates would open. The Mustangs, after allowing that goal, would rip off six in a row. This time, it's Nieves from Bannock. It's 6-1 Mustangs at that point. Now Cannon behind the cage, switching spots with Rossi. Rossi looking for Tompkins again, and Tompkins makes it 7-1, his fourth goal of the first half, season high in that department for Matt Tompkins. D'Onofrio with this skip pass in front, and Bannock able to quick stick at home. 8-1 Mustangs with 5:22 to go. 93 seconds left in the first half. Cannon out to Burgoyne. Goal number 100 for Billy Burgoyne in his career. He's pumped up. The Mustangs lead it 9-1. Then the final minute, Stevenson called timeout to set up this. D'Onofrio to Dabney. Dabney beats Abney, and the Mustangs take a 10-1 lead into the locker room. We'll take a break here at Mustang Stadium. We'll be right back with our first half stats. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
This season, never miss a single goal with the Mustang Sports Network.
Taylor Morgan, transfer out of Maryland. We're right down the middle. He shoots and scores!
Watch all men's and women's lacrosse home games live at GoMustangSports.com. If you can't be near a computer, listen on your mobile device. Just visit SFMSports.net and tap on Listen Live. After the game, come back for our post-game chats with the coaches and student-athletes.
You got Pat Cannon back with Stephen Bannock. They do a lot of the same things.
Pat's just a goal scorer. You know, he makes plays and stuff, and he's able to finish from tough angles and feed, and he's just such a tough guard.
The Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry. The minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Take out for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
The second half is minutes away. Now, back to the Mustangs All-Access Halftime Show, powered by SFMSports.net.
Back at Mustang Stadium, let's take a look at our first half stats. Stevenson out shooting York 20-16. So the Mustangs have 10 goals on 20 shots. Mustangs with a ground ball advantage, 26-18. Stevenson has won 10 out of 13 faceoffs. Turnovers, York has 16. Stevenson has 14. So 30 first half turnovers combined. The Mustangs scoring those two extra man goals on the one penalty by York. 5 saves for Abney, 2 for Skeen. And Dave, you mentioned the big stat for in your mind was Stevenson penalties. Zero.
Zero. That was one of the big stats. I think winning 10 out of 13 faceoffs is make and take it a little bit. And that's what I'm sure Paul wants to see that.
Yeah, a lot of first half turnovers for both teams. So that department kind of cancels out. Mustangs getting 4 goals from Matt Tompkins, 2 from Stephen Bannock, 1 from Cannon, Burgoyne, Dabney, and Nieves. 4 assists for Rossi, 3 for Cannon, 2 for D'Onofrio, and 1 for Bannock. York, 1 goal from Andrew Gamble, 1 assist from Tyler Hudson. So those are our look at our first half stats. We'll take one more break. We'll be right back with the second half. Stevenson on top of York to start the third by a score of 10-1. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
One is nice. Two is pretty good. Three is great. But four is news.
There's something new to love at McDonald's. Four great meals for $4. For a limited time, get a McChicken sandwich, double cheeseburger, hot and spicy McChicken sandwich, or two cheeseburgers with medium french fries and a medium soft drink for just $4. New everyday low prices. It's the McDonald's you love for less. Prices and participation may vary, limited time only.
Hello? No way. Dude, really?
OMG, OMG, I just heard. They're here, they're here.
Stand up and holler. The chicken has landed.
They're tastier than ever and ready for loving. McDonald's new Chicken Select Tenders. Just $2.99 for a three-piece. 100% chicken tenderloin, 100% yours. Whether it's tenderness you've been missing or tenderness you need to try, this chicken hits the spot.
Try your little tenderness.
Get yours before they're gone. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time only.
This is Mustangs Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Mustangs doing their damage in the crease in the first half to the tune of a 10-1 lead over York. As we get ready to start the second half of play, Stevenson will send Buonimo out for the faceoff. Mustangs a 10-3 advantage in faceoffs in the first half. And Catchmark's been very good, winning faceoffs at a higher rate than either Buonimo or Wyatt.
His coming into this game. Rate is about 60%.
Yeah.
Not tonight, but it's been 60%.
Seems like Buonimo has gotten better since Wyatt has started to take away some of his faceoff chances, whether it's fresh legs or fresh competition. He seems to have gotten stronger lately since Wyatt started taking close to 50% of the faceoffs.
Do you think Wyatt's taking 50% tonight?
He's pretty close. I know they started out 2-2. That's kind of the game plan. Wyatt's probably taking at least five. Yeah, but he's close, I think. Buonimo wins the faceoff clean. Buonimo right down the middle. Buonimo looking for his first goal of the year, and he shot it wide.
That's a good opportunity.
Yeah, showed good speed there. Tompkins there to back it up. Mustangs attacking left to right. Justin Buonimo just shot that thing wide. And you get some high fives on the way back to the sidelines as his former teammate Brent Hyken over there. Rossi down the right side thinking about a shot. Now Rossi flipping in front of Manic, went off his stick but went to Burgoyne. Burgoyne loading up a left-hand shot, instead passes to the lefty Dabney. So all this talk, Nick Rossi, Tony's brother, was telling us about how they were working on his shot and figuring out what was wrong with it. We haven't seen Tony take a shot yet tonight, but he does have three assists.
Four assists, I think.
He does have four.
I think he has four. Maybe his passing stick.
Yeah.
Maybe he's got his passing stick out there.
Manic shot it over the cage. Or maybe York saw how well he shot in the last game, and they're trying to take it away. Either way.
We'll take four assists from Tony.
Four assists is a good night, and that was a first half for
Cannon. And Cannon has three, so the two of them are fighting for the assist lead tonight.
Dabney behind the cage. Got it to Bannock, up top to Rossi. Rossi flips it in front to Tompkins. Tompkins shooting on the run. Abney with a good save. Tompkins diving for the ground ball. Rossi picked it up, got it to Bannock, tried to flip it over his head toward the cage, lost it. And here come the Spartans the other way, right to left. Tolbert to Fiorino. And Fiorino got it ahead to Hudson. Hudson back outside the box to Witcher. And the Spartans will get their first possession right to left. I mean, statistically, if you look at shots and turnovers, the game should be closer than it is on the scoreboard, but the Mustangs have really taken great shots in great locations. And the Spartans, for the most part, haven't put anything on cage. Only three of their 13 shots have been on net. Hannah behind the cage, switching hands with Taylor Morgan on him. Morgan number 20, that is. Took a shot up high from Lees in the first half, and he's back out there. Lees has it outside the box with Corot on him. 2.5 minutes gone by in the third. Hudson on the left wing. spinning on Robinson. Hudson draws the slide.
Throw the ball.
Got it to Kaplan. Kaplan draws the double, passes out top, shot from the perimeter. Skeen makes the save on Witcher.
Stick high, stick side.
Stick high, stick side at a 6'5" guy. Pretty easy save there for Skeen.
Right. He made the save.
He made it, though. That's Granada with the clear to Cannon.
They're bringing the second midfield back out now.
Moody, Hardwick.
The speed unit. I'm going to call this
the speed line. And D'Onofrio. D'Onofrio with a full head of steam down the left alley. Stops on the left hand. Turns back to his right. Now back to his left. Goes behind the cage of Manic. Quick pass to Cannon.
Nice feed.
It worked to middle to Hardwick. He didn't want to rip it. I think that's the one thing with Hardwick and Moody. They're not used to being out there expected to shoot. Little fake shovel pass by Hardwick. He wants to use his body. Skip pass to Moody. Moody fires! And Abney makes the save.
It's a good look. It's a good skip pass. Could have made a better
Spartans
shot.
Spartans throw it away on the clear. Just across the field pass. There were two guys in the area. And went off the stick of Andrew Thomas. And his teammate, Garrett Barker, couldn't save it. And they turn it over. Pretty unforced turnover there. The Mustangs weren't even pressuring. They were changing, and they'll get it back. Here's Moody down the right side. Stops, turns, looks for D'Onofrio. Shoots on the perimeter and scores! Kyle D'Onofrio. From Dylan Moody, D'Onofrio, 2 assists in the first half. He's been more of a goal scorer all year. 12 goals, 1 assist coming into this one. He gets his first of the night. Moody picking up the assist. I'm not sure that might not have change directions on the way in.
I think it hit off somebody. Really do.
Because it looked like Abney was going to his left and the ball beat him to the right.
I know.
Just judging by his reaction.
That's a second midfield. That's a second midfield getting a goal. So that's a unit that we're not expecting a lot, and they got a couple good shots that time and a goal.
Catchmark wins the faceoff, and the Spartans have possession down by 10. It's 11-1 Stevenson. Mustangs have won 9 in a row in this series. These two teams play almost every year. They played
What do you think York is from here? 20 miles?
I think it's more like 40.
Really?
Yeah, we take some of those bus rides for football and basketball. You think when you hit York on the way back, you're home, but you're not.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's not that far. No.
Well, they're not that far apart, so should be playing all the time.
Of course, they both used to be are in the CAC,
yeah.
York. Stevenson, of course, used to be in the Capital Athletic Conference. Morgan and Williams converge on the ball. They knock the stick out of the offensive player's hands. I believe it was Gamble. Had his stick knocked out. Referees blow the whistle, and they're going to give it to the Mustangs.
Why'd they stop it?
I'm not sure. The ball, I thought, was trapped in Gamble's stick.
I thought maybe he played without a stick, and that's why they called it. But maybe it wasn't a stick.
Last two meetings between these two teams. Last year, Stevens won 9-8 in overtime. 2012, they won 7-5 here at home. So the last couple of games have been real close.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight has been the opposite of that, as the Mustangs ahead 11-1. Morgan ahead to Dabney, over to Burgoyne. Now to Rossi. Rossi on the run to Cannon. Up top to Dabney. And I think the score is just an indication of how well the Mustangs have played on offense. Burgoyne driving down the left side into the crease. Abney made the save anyway. But the Spartans needed an extraordinary effort from Abney like last year to keep them in the game, and taking nothing away from the amount of saves he's made as the Spartans try to attack in transition. Hannah couldn't get the ground ball.
Yeah,
22 last year. We haven't seen too many spectacular saves from him tonight. I mean, last year he was, kicking balls, diving for shots, and tonight the Mustangs have been just exceptional shooting the ball.
lot of them are right on the crease there, Sid. Mm-hmm. I mean, that makes any goalie average when you're shooting from 5 yards out.
Dabney behind the back, and he scores. Dabney makes it 12-1. Cannon the assist, and there's another goal from the 5 to 7 yard range. Dabney going behind the back with the left hand, and he beat Abney 8-18 to go in the third. Stevenson on top 12-1. We get to look at the replay, and he just went to the bottom right corner behind the back.
I think he had more angle going behind his back to get that one, so that was nothing wrong with doing. I think he wanted to do it, though. He could have taken that shot a little quicker.
Catchmark wins the faceoff, but has to backtrack at his own end. He was pushed from behind.
Loose ball, though. Loose ball.
And they'll give it back to the Mustangs. Back to the Spartans. Spartans right to left. Kaplan, 46, has it for the Spartans. Under 8 to play in the third. Mustangs lead it 12-1. Witcher back over to Mac Godlewski. First time we've seen him tonight. Godlewski shooting on the run. Goes wide. Spartans there to back it up.
Galuski, 6'3", 220. That's a big young man.
Sophomore from Annapolis. His brother's also on the team, a freshman. Pass high over the head of Hannah. It's going to roll near midfield. Hannah able to save it and scoop it. And now spins away from a check by Connor Corot. Hannah down the right alley. Goes behind the cage to Gamble. Gamble's got Williams chasing him to the near sideline. Gamble still cradling with Williams, tapping him with the stick. Out to Witcher. Over to Godlewski. Godlewski down the right side. Perot knocked it out of his stick. And they blew the whistle on Connor. And it'll go back to York. Godlewski puts it in play to Witcher. Witcher trying to dodge through traffic, had it knocked out of his stick, but it went right to Kaplan. Kaplan with Moody on him, so now Moody out there playing defense like we're more used to seeing. Hudson, quick pass to Witcher. Godlewski doesn't feel the double team, and they ripped it away from him, but he got it back as Ruffalo couldn't scoop it. Only one penalty flag thrown in this game. Hard to believe. Witcher had it knocked out of his stick. Got it back. Kaplan. Down the left side. Slips down. DeFazio over there double teaming. Moody able to scoop it. Now save it. Back to Williams. Williams deep in his own end. He's double-teamed. He bounces it to the goalie, Skeen. Skeen to a backpedaling Ruffalo at midfield. Here come the Mustangs. 4-on-3, Ruffalo to the right side to Cannon. Had it pop out of his stick. Cannon able to pick it up. Cannon had it knocked out, but Coach Cantamene called timeout before the turnover had occurred. Good timeout called there by the Mustangs. They lead it 12-1, 5:29 to go in the third. Stevenson women's lacrosse junior Tori Wagner totaled a career high 8 points with 6 goals, while the Mustangs posted the 6th largest margin of victory in school history with a 20-1 Commonwealth Conference road win at Hood on Wednesday. The Mustangs are 2-1 in the Commonwealth and return home for the first time in over 2 weeks tomorrow when they host Arcadia. Glenn and MC will be live starting with the All Access pregame show at 12:50. Watch and listen live on the Mustang Sports Network. 5:29 to go in the third. Stevenson on top, 12-1. Mustangs 12 goals, 12 assists tonight. They had 9 assists on their 20 goals Tuesday night against Hood. And Hood just unable to match up athletically against the Mustangs, but still, they've made an effort to pass and move as well tonight as they have all season.
In the 4 or 5 games I've watched them, this is by far the best team offense I've seen.
But we haven't seen Cannon dodge once by himself like he likes to do. Mm-hmm. You know, comes from behind the cage. We've only seen Bannock do it once or twice, and one time he stepped in the crease. So nothing to blame. They're the two biggest point getters on the team. But sometimes, you know, when the ball gets to them, it stops moving. And other people, you know, stop moving. And Cannon and Bannock have been setting everybody up tonight, along with Rossi. Cannon behind the cage to Bannock. Over to Tompkins. Tompkins, 4 goals in the first half. Bannock behind the cage. Mustangs are 2 behind the cage. Here's Robinson on the cut. He thought it was still in his stick as he fired a shot, but he forgot something, and the ball was out of his stick. And London will work on the clear for York, and he gets it out there midfield to Witcher. And Robinson now trying to get back on defense. A shot and a score for Hudson. He drew a flag as well. So in transition, you had Robinson cut into the goal. He immediately points over to the sideline at himself, as that's his man that put it in the back of the net.
They tried a subbing play where the midfielder ran back in the middle of the field, and they brought Robinson over. That was covered well. Then he faked like he was going back, and he backdoored his man. It was wide open. It was a shame that he couldn't connect on that.
Tyler Hudson, his first goal of the night, 33rd of the season. 12-2, Stevenson on top, 4:40 to go in the third. Buonimo and Catchmark, a good battle here in the middle. And Flanagan comes up with the ground ball for the Mustangs. Flanagan working to his left. Bannock shoots and scores! The clock never even started. And the Mustangs get it back in 0 seconds.
I think that was a mistake on the clock, but he was watching instead of pushing the right button.
Bannock has a hat trick. Flanagan with his first career assist for the 6'3" freshman out of San Antonio, Texas.
Well, he made a nice play on the ground ball and took off to the races. Got the
so
ball.
2 goals at the 4:40 mark. And the Mustangs get that one back. They lead it 13-2. Talk about a ground ball machine. Flanagan's like a vacuum out there. Buonimo wins the faceoff, goes to Bannock. Another shot from the left side. This one went wide.
That time the clock moved, Sid. We lost 6 seconds there.
Cannon back in play to Bannock. 13-2, Stevenson in control from start to finish in this one. D'Onofrio, couple of fakes. Now back to Bannock. Behind the cage to Cannon. Cannon with Fiorino on him. Little pass to Bannock in front looking for Tompkins. Too tight in there. Ball popped up into the crease area. Barker has it for York. Got it to Tolbert, the short stick. Tolbert now to Fiorino on the run. 5-on-4 for the Spartans. Fiorino winds and fires high and wide. And Skeen won the race to it behind the cage. York did have Gamble back there, but he didn't hustle toward the ball, and they gave it to the Mustangs. Good heads-up play there by Skeen. Connor passing to Nieves. Nieves over the head of Hardwick. It's going to roll into the box. It's scooped up by the Spartans. This is Kluver going across midfield to Tolbert. Tolbert takes the stick check from Morgan. Gets it into a safer stick. Now pass in front. Wide open mouth shot and a score for Hannah.
And we got a late
and hit. A late flag.
I'll give you 2 guesses on who that was.
Robinson?
Wrong.
Or Morgan?
Morgan.
And the Mustangs let one in. The freshman, Hannah, Good passing there by the Spartans. I believe it was London who got it to Hannah. And Hannah, a little left-hand bounce shot a couple yards out of the crease on the right side. And Morgan leveled him. And Hannah, no doubt, scoring in front of family and friends who aren't too far away. Coming from Catonsville, as you hear a pretty audible cheer for him as his name is announced as a goal scorer. 1 minute penalty on Morgan. 13-3 our score, 3:17 to go. So first official penalty on the Mustangs. They had one thrown on the Hudson goal, but it got picked up because of the goal. Catch mark. Able to win the faceoff as Kovac scooped it up. He goes all the way back to Abney, deep in his own end. And the goalie will try to work it up the field. Oh. A dangerous pass on the sideline. It goes out of bounds. I don't know what Barker saw there as Hudson was well covered.
Especially
he was near the sideline.
Especially
yeah.
when you're man up. You want to make sure that you get that ball cleared.
Robinson puts it back in play, gets it to Moody. So now the Mustangs attacking 5-on-6 for 40 seconds, and they'll probably just try to kill most of it by playing keep away. Spartans go out to double-team Moody. Moody is trapped in the far corner. Moody still fighting with it. Moody able to dodge away from the double-team. Here comes a slide. He just threw it away. And London picks up the loose ball to Fiorino. Here come the Spartans, 5-on-4 the other way. Fiorino got it to Hudson. 7 seconds left on the man up. Hudson to Gamble. Gamble fakes a shot. Back to Fiorino, long pull. Over to Hudson, back to 6-on-6. So the Spartans don't even get a shot off with the 1 minute penalty to Morgan.
I'm sure they would like to head that one over.
Especially because they won the faceoff. Hudson down the right side, looking for a man in front. It's knocked down. Robinson comes over to knock it loose, and Moody with the ground ball for the Mustangs. Moody across the midfield. Remember, he's an offensive player now as he goes to Cannon, and now Moody will head off. Long shift for Dillon. Cannon behind the cage. A minute and a half to go in the third. Out to Bannock. Out to Rossi. Up top to Burgoyne. Burgoyne switching hands. Flag coming against the Spartans as Burgoyne was checked by Kovac. Burgoyne wrapping around from the right side. Burgoyne back over his head, and it bounced over the cage. Flag coming against the Spartans with 54.9 to go in the third. Can hear some of the Spartan fans below us in a disagreement with the officials. One-minute slash on Dale Kovac, the 6'2" senior out of Frederick. Bannock will put it back in play, so the Mustangs score two goals in their only extra man opportunity, that one-minute non-releasable situation. Hand into Dabney, over to Rossi. Rossi down low to Bannock. Looking in front to Tompkins. He shot it wide behind the back. Bannock picks it up to Tompkins. Good shot from Cannon, and he scores. Great look by Tompkins. They had a little 3-on-2 down low.
They banged the ball around very well. Kept the ball hot just to get Cannon to finish that one up. He put that in the right near corner, and it wasn't much room.
Yeah, after Tompkins misfired, it rolled right to Bannock, and it kind of created a 3-on-2 down low that the Spartans never recovered from. The Spartans have changed goalies. They changed goalies on the man down. Now Abney is back in the game. They had number 29, James Anderson, in there. as he surrendered that goal. Whistle against the Mustangs on the faceoff for moving early. So the Spartans will have it. 25 seconds left in the third. It's 14-3 Stevenson after the second goal of the night for Pat Cannon. Matt Tompkins with his fifth point of the night. Behind the cage to Gamble, now to Hannah. 8 seconds left. Hannah making a run for the front of the net. 4 seconds left. High pass to Gamble. He shot it. It was deflected by Williams, and it goes toward the end line. Time expires on the third period of play. The Mustangs extend their lead to 11. Our score after three. Stevenson 14, York 3. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Owings Mills B-Dubs is minutes away from Stevenson University on Owings Mills Boulevard. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Division 3 allows you to give yourself to other things.
Having that free time allows me to pursue the things that I want to pursue.
Division 3 athletics affords students the opportunity to, you know, engage in the other interests in their campus and in their lives outside of that sport. It allows you to just be able to do everything you want to do. I wouldn't change it for the world.
This is Mustangs Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Mustang Stadium. Stevenson leading 14-3 after three. Let's take a look at our stats through three periods of play. Stevenson outshooting York now 31-22. Ground balls 34-28 in favor of Stevenson. York actually won more faceoffs than the Mustangs. They won 4 out of 7 in the third, but for the game it's 13-7 Mustangs, so they're winning 65%. Both teams clean it up in the clear department throughout the second and third. Stevenson now with 3 extra man goals. York is 0 for 1. Stevenson 20 turnovers, York with 22. And 8 saves for the Spartans, 3 for the Mustangs. Another whistle on the faceoff against Stevenson to start the fourth. And the Spartans put it back in play. It's knocked out of the stick of Fiorino. And Horn picks up the ground ball. Now to Connor Corot.
That time York outsmarted themselves. They put 2 long sticks on the wings, and then Stevenson went early, and that means one of the long sticks had to pick the ball up.
Bannock behind the cage to Tompkins. Tompkins having quite a night. 4 goals, 1 assist. Mustangs 14 assists on 14 goals. Rossi down the right side, and he shot it awry from the net, and
he's shooting with his feeding stick, though. That's the problem.
Hey, sir. Behind the cage, Cannon with it, wrapping around from the right side. Cannon shooting, and Abney making the save. You must have been watching the Masters all day. You're talking about different clubs and everything.
That's right. You know, does he have 14 in his bag?
It's not, uh-huh. You know, I'm sure he has more than one, that's for sure.
I'll bet that, too.
Kluver behind the restraining box. Back to the goalie, Abney. His pass for Hudson at midfield is deflected, and it's going to roll into the Mustangs' end, and Williams has it for Stevenson. A little bit of fog down on the field as Ruffalo gets it across midfield right to left to Cannon.
I'm glad we're playing on this field and not that one.
No, definitely. Yeah, it'd be a little more exciting over there. Bannock to Tompkins, up top to Rossi. Rossi in front. Rossi ducking in, and his stick was deflected, or his stick was checked as he shot it, and that thing never got out of his stick the way he wanted it to, and it went flying over the end line. got all jammed up. Here's Cannon, a little one-hand wraparound. And Abney made the save. Kluver lost it behind the cage. Rossi gets it back. Rossi in front, another save by Abney. Falling into the crease was Bannock, but I mean, he was hit really hard from behind. They blow the whistle, and York has the ball. This is London across midfield, left to right.
They must have thought he dove into the crease and not got hit from behind.
Looked like he got cross-checked.
I know, that's what you... I agree with you, but the referee thought he was diving in. That's why he gave it back to York.
Tolbert. Down low to the freshman, Hannah, who scored in the third. Over to Gamble. He has another goal. One of the three for York. 3 minutes gone by in the fourth. We haven't had a goal in the fourth. Hannah had it knocked out of his stick, and Skeen aware of that, and he's able to pick it off in the air. Skeen, long bounce pass ahead for Manic. Couldn't field it on the short hop. Barker chases it down for York and goes back to Abney, the goalie. Now to Witcher. Witcher working it up the field to Widlake. That's Andrew Thomas, number 27.
27, yeah.
To Witcher, 33. I'll blame the fog. Godlewski down the right side, number 21, goes behind the cage to Gamble.
I like a lot of things about Connor Skeen. I really do. I mean, he's a big kid. He takes up a lot of goal. He doesn't have a high arc, so he's cutting off angles a little better. But he just sometimes throws outlet passes without any pressure to people that aren't quite open. I wish he'd stop doing that.
Witcher at the top of the box. Good by Rossi. Rossi then stick check, knocked the stick out. And the ball comes loose. Ruffalo's got it.
Oh, we got a break.
Mustangs
here.
With a breakout here. 4-on-3. Ruffalo faked the pass, got it to Tompkins, and he scores. He faked the pass to the left, and Tompkins cut right in front of the crease for goal number 5. What a play by Ruffalo with the long stick.
That kept along our theme. First of all, you got to get assisted goals today. Secondly, I would look for Tompkins, too, every time I could.
I'm wondering if Coach Cantabene played Hoosiers before the game.
Hoosiers?
You know, 5 passes before a shot.
No, that was a nice fake to the point, man.
Yeah, that was a great play by Ruffalo. Back to your point about Skeen, do you think maybe he becomes better with the outlet passes just with experience? I mean, there's only so much you can simulate in practice, until another team's out there wearing a different colored jersey.
Right. I think Coach Canabine or Coach Poles, whoever really deals with him, I would bet Poles deals with him more than Coach Canabine.
York wins the faceoff. Here is Gamble shooting and scoring again. Exactly what we saw, their first goal of the night. Another 4-on-3 situation. Gamble from Hudson, that little running jump shot, beat Skeen. So it's 15-4. No outlet pass there for Skeen.
There wasn't. He got to make the save.
Yeah.
But that guy, he makes a pretty nice shot when he meets the ball as he does. Puts it a lot on it.
To 4 goals allowed tonight for Skeen, and he's got 3 saves. The Spartans moved early on the faceoff. Wyatt on the restart tried to get it to Manic. The fog starting to creep in a little bit more.
I think by the end of the game it'll be in on this field. It might be the lights though. The lower light. No, we got fog.
No, it's
in.
Yeah.
It's a temperature, isn't it? A temperature thing. When fog shows up.
I'm not sure.
One of us has to have a little sign down in it.
I'm more sports movies. Ryan Kirby on for the first time. Nice pass in the crease. D'Onofrio denied by Abney. 9:47 to go in the fourth. It's 15-4. Mustangs on top. Cannon behind the cage. The Bannock looking for a cutter in front. Kirby made the catch. Was taken down in a late flag, and now there's 2 of them. Not sure what took so long for the officials, and they both threw a flag.
I don't know what they call it, a takedown. That would be a new penalty on that. And they're going to probably call a hold, I would bet.
Yeah, it looks like it's just going to be a 30.
They sub out the goalie?
Yeah, that's weird.
On penalties? Or they're just subbing them out just to give the guy experience?
It was the second straight time they've done this.
For a penalty, though, right?
30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. 30-second penalty on Andrew Thomas. So the goalie is James Anderson. He's only 5'7". You can really tell the difference with him in the cage compared to Abney or Skeen at the Mustang end. And maybe that's why they did it, because maybe he's a little bit quicker. He tried to just pick off a pass and went behind the cage. 18 seconds left, and that was one of the things I was talking to Nick Rossi before the game. He was talking. He asked me, I think they substitute their goalie on man down. So he's something he's seen for a few years.
Oh, so this is not the first time they've done it.
They must have at least done it last year or in 2012. Spartans trying to get it across midfield. Still man down for 8 more seconds. And Tolbert gets it into the box. Tolbert spinning away from the check of Horn. And York has killed off this man down. So their first successful man down kill of the night. They've got a lot more work to do. They trail by 11 with 8:45 to go.
They switch goalies back in.
Yep. Abney coming back into the game. Hanna behind the cage. DeFazio, another freshman on him. Hit it out to Hudson. Hudson doesn't want a whole lot to do with Robinson tonight. Here's Cook down the right side. Haven't seen a lot of Cook, but he's one of their leading scorers among the midfielders. He had it knocked out of his stick, and Horn with the ground ball from the Mustangs. Horn going with a long pole, trying to get it across midfield. He passes to Moody. Moody now trots it into the box. Over to Hardwick. Pritchett will come on with these midfielders. So
this is the second time Pritchett's gotten in the game. He got one time in the first half.
But his playing time seems to be victimized the most with Moody and Hardwick playing more offensive roles. Late coming on is D'Onofrio. His shot stopped by Abney. A nice bounce shot, and the rebound kicks out to a Spartan defender, Sam London. London bounces back to Abney behind the cage. Abney long pass on the far sideline. And getting across midfield is Witcher, 33. Witcher to Fiorino. The long pole shoots it. Well, it was high over the cage, and he'll retreat. Gamble put it back in play. 7:08 to go. Kaplan on for the Spartans. Trots behind the cage. Kaplan, wraparound bounce shot wide of the cage. Thomas, the closest one to it for the Spartans. They'll put it back in play with 6:43 to go. 15-4. Thomas from the left side slips down to the turf. Pritchett out there on defense.
Good effort by Pritchett that time. Morgan's man's going off the field. Norman Morgan would follow him, but I guess he's feeling his oats right now. He's got to try to win that second midfield spot back, so maybe he needs to play.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Well, he'll take on Godlewski now. Godlewski. Looks like they've identified Pritchett as the guy who doesn't belong out there. Godlewski goes right down, shoots it, and Skeen with the save. Another high shot, and you get the feeling we haven't seen a whole lot of Connor, mostly just the last two games. You have a feeling he wants those shots high, so he makes another save, and they get it to Nieves across midfield. Pritchett will head out now. as the Mustangs get Moody back on the field. And talk about bizarro world, Moody coming in for Pritchett on the offensive side of the field. It's been the opposite of the entire year.
Their roles have reversed.
Yep. Moody starting from the far sideline, passes back to Hardwick. Hardwick, fake one shot, now steps into it. And it might have hit a pipe and came all the way out over here on the left sideline. And I think the Mustangs have to see what the pattern is here. You can't score tonight unless it's, you know, catch and shoot, because every goal has been assisted.
Their dodging shots have been off the goal. He's been saved a few times. But when we've dodged and passed the ball to somebody who's open, we've been pretty successful.
Hardwick dodging, passing. Danko on for the first time. Couldn't handle it. And now his pass over the head of Bannock. So not a good shift there for Danko. Couldn't make a catch and then turned it over, trying to get it to Bannock. Abney. Long pass.
Two is wide open now. Who's
from York to Widlake. Widlake had it knocked out of his stick. Tolbert going to pick it up near the sideline. Gathers himself. They've got to get it into the box. Hannah will do so. Hannah behind the cage to the near side to Taylor Tolbert. Widlake down low. Hannah has it below the goal line. Now comes around the right side. Fiorino behind the back with the long pole. He can't find it. Nobody knows where it is. Goes over the end line. And the Spartans will put it back in play. Skeen didn't know where it was. Looked like Fiorino was looking in the back of the net for it. Hannah runs right to the front of the cage and scores. Was he in the crease?
No,
he was not.
Good.
And that's a second goal of the night for Dylan Hannah, 15-5, 3:46 to go. So Hannah made a move, went around Williams, and nobody slid to the middle for the Mustangs. And Hannah beat Skeen in front.
He shows good speed.
Mm-hmm.
He did that early in the game. It's only the second time I really watched him take off against his defender.
So Hannah with his 29th goal of the year.
Where is Tyler Hudson? That's the question.
He's in Cal Robinson's back pocket, although Robinson not on the field. It's like he's going to get the rest of the night off for the Mustangs. And Stevenson does have to play at 1 o'clock tomorrow against Arcadia, and it's about an hour and 20-minute drive probably here from campus to there outside of Philadelphia. Maybe a little bit longer, maybe an hour and 40. So you got to figure the Mustangs aren't going to be able to do a whole lot of celebrating tonight.
Hopefully they don't do it. We got a game tomorrow, and then they got a game Tuesday, and then we play the other team unbeaten in the league,
Lebanon Valley next
Saturday here.
So yeah, not a time for a lot of celebrating. yeah, Stevenson's at Arcadia on Saturday, at Alvernia Wednesday. And then back at home for two, Saturday the 18th and Tuesday the 21st. Finish the regular season at Widener on the 25th.
Widener's is it in the league?
No, yeah.
They are. Okay.
Hudson airmails that pass back across midfield. Referees blow the whistle. And
that's that back.
Widener's usually a pretty good team as well.
They used to win the
yeah, they were the
till before Stevenson came.
Yeah, they were probably not too thrilled about that. Danko behind the cage. Maybe that's why their football team took it out on the Mustangs this year. For lacrosse. As Billy Abel on for the first time.
We've got new people out here this time. I know that we have
Abel and
Bryce
Kirby's out there. Thalen scoring on the run from Furman. So good backdoor cut there by JT. And Jonathan Thalen gets his fourth goal of the year. And the assists keep pouring in for the Mustangs. Tyler Furman picks up the assist. That is his first assist of the year. 16-5 Mustangs with 2:05 to go. So Stevenson 16-for-16 on assists. And that's got to be some kind of school record as far as number of goals assisted in a game.
32 points for the game? I don't think that's a record, but I'm 16-for-16.
16-for-16 is definitely got to be close to a record.
They might boo the next Mustang that shoots on a run and scores.
Kluver up top across midfield to Thomas. Under 2 minutes to play, the Mustangs going to improve to 8-4. Good non-conference win here at home for Stevenson, which has not been coming in flurries like they have in the last couple of years. Saved there by Skeen on Fiorino. And for a long pole, Fiorino's on this side of midfield an awful lot. A late hit there, and it's going to be a penalty on the Mustang.
That's got to be his third or fourth shot, I think, tonight.
So season low, two penalties for the Mustangs so far tonight. And it'll be interesting. I'll look up after the game. When was the last time the Mustangs only committed two penalties in a game?
That was Taylor Morgan, but that was not the 20 yeah. Taylor Morgan. That was the 9 Taylor Morgan, the younger, yeah. taller.
20 better make sure that doesn't stick to his his rap sheet.
As these he went up and high-fived the other Taylor Morgan, I think just to encourage him that he play. He likes his effort.
Pass in front to Kaplan. He tried a behind-the-back shot. Skeen made a save. It was a one-minute penalty on number 9, Taylor Morgan. Number 20, one of the four long poles out there for the Mustangs, along with Robinson, DeFazio, Ruffalo, and Moody. Stepping into that shot was Hannah, and he's got a hat trick. Left-hand, underhand bouncer. And he showed a couple of different ways of putting it in the net, and he scores with 51 seconds left. So Hannah with the hat trick.
They're going to make a goalies change. You should have done that earlier, I think.
They're going to bring Kevin Kane coming in for the Mustangs.
Just the first we've seen, Kevin?
He got in at the end of last game
last
as well.
Year. Okay, yeah. I missed that.
He's played a couple. He was actually the first goalie off the bench at the beginning of the year several times. So Skeen will improve to 2-0. Faceoff violation against Spartans. Campbell the assist on the goal.
Oh,
Abel trying to.
He was told not to take any shots on the run, just to feed.
38 seconds left. Yeah, he was looking for someone to pass to.
He was going to shoot it, but then he said, no, I'm not going to do that.
Danko behind the cage. And it looks like he's just killing clock with 20 seconds to go. Mustangs with a 10-goal lead. Danko just cradling and cradling, taking the air out of the ball. Mustang fans starting to cheer. Danko throws it toward the end line with 5 seconds left. Furman's just going to let it roll. And time has expired on the York Spartans. The Mustangs win the makeup game by a score of 16-6. They improved to 8-4 overall, 5-3 at home, and they finish up their non-conference schedule with a home win against the York Spartans by a score of 16-6. And the Mustangs and Spartans will shake hands. We'll take a break here from Mustang Stadium. We'll be right back with our second half highlights, look at our second half stats, and we'll have head coach Paul Cantamene live with our player in the game. That's all coming up in the postgame show. Mustangs win it 16-6. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Hey, it's the Green Turtle of the Green Turtle Sports Bar and Grill. So I like to hang close to home. And not because it takes me forever to get anywhere. It's just nice to have a local hangout like the Green Turtle. The place is always filled with friendly faces, and you know we're going to have that dish you love, like our legendary crab dip and certified Angus beef burgers. Heck, stop by often enough, and one of our bartenders will be pouring your favorite drink before you can say, "I'll have the usual."
And you know all those mugs hanging above the bar? They belong to the more than 30,000 Mug Club members who have made the Green Turtle their watering hole. That pretty much says it all. So stay local and head down to the Green Turtle near you. You can be here in no time, even if you're a turtle. Hey, want to try something new? Check out the Green Turtle's first ever shareable drink, Hell in the Shell. It's 64 ounces of grown-up fun in a giant turtle shell. So grab a few friends and pull up a straw.
The Mustang Sports Network. From SFMSports.net.
This is the pinnacle of men's college lacrosse.
We have ourselves a ball game for the national championship.
Only the very best make it to the championship round, but only one will celebrate as NCAA national champions.
Lefty shot and we are all tied.
Experience it live.
Bullseye.
3 days, three championships, the ultimate lacrosse experience at the 2015 NCAA Men's Lacrosse Championships, May 23rd through 25th at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. New affordable ticket options are available. Visit NCAA.com/lacrosse.
Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
Time to break down the game and chat with the coach. This is the Mustangs All-Access Post-Game Show, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Stevenson defeats York 16-6 at home on a Friday night at Mustang Stadium. Let's take a look at our second half highlights. Stevenson on top 10-1 as we started the third period of play. And the Mustangs getting four first-half goals from Matt Tompkins. First goal of the second half, set up by Dylan Moody. Goes to Kyle D'Onofrio, shot from the perimeter. Mustangs make it 11-1 with 10:39 to go in the third. Colin Dabney, behind-the-back highlight, beating Caleb Abney. His second goal of the night. Mustangs lead it 12-1. Cal Robinson made a run on offense, couldn't get back to defend his man Hudson, and Hudson scoring in transition, his first goal of the night. That made it 12-2. Now the Mustangs at the other end. Lito Flanagan setting up Steven Bannock. That was right after Hudson's goal on the immediate faceoff. Mustangs retake the 11-goal lead, 13-2. Good-looking freshman out of Catonsville finishing off this goal and taking a hard hit there. It was Dylan Hanna, his second goal of the night late in the third. Mustangs attacking again with less than a minute to go in a quarter. Pat Cannon from Matt Tompkins, the man-up goal with 31.3 to go. Mustangs leading it 14-3 heading into the fourth. Matt Tompkins, four goals and one assist. He's not done yet. Ruffalo, great setup to Tompkins in front. Five goals for Tompkins on that crease area. That made it 15-3. Mustangs, another good transition goal here, 4-on-3 by the Spartans. Gamble set up by Hudson again as Gamble finishes with two goals and an assist. Hudson with two assists and a goal. Here's Hannah unassisted finishing off his second goal of the night, making it 15-5. Last goal of the night for the Mustangs, Tyler Furman to Jonathan Thalen. 16 goals from the Mustangs, 16 assists. And the last goal of the game, a man-up goal for the Spartans out of the stick of Dylan Hanna, make it 16-6. And Dave, any final thoughts on the Mustangs' win as they are victorious 16-6 before we bring Coach up?
I like the way the offense moved. I like the way the crease, and we scored a ton of goals on the crease because we moved and got to open spaces, and we did a better job of feeding the ball, and a lot better than we've had all year long. I don't think we were tested as much on the defensive end. I can't really make a decision on the new goalie. I think he does a nice job. I just right. like to see, you know, we've talked about it, so I'd like to see him clear a little better. And if he does, he'll be a good addition.
Well, that's the interesting thing with the rest of the schedule coming up for the Mustangs. The next couple of games on paper look kind of one-sided. So this could be the toughest test Skeen sees until that Lebanon Valley game next Saturday, maybe at Widener the following following Saturday as well. But, I mean, he might not really, really get tested until it's tournament time.
Until tournament, so.
We'll find out a lot about Connor Skeen between now and then. He made all the saves he had to make as the Mustangs win by 10, 16-6 over York. Dave's going to head out. We're going to take a break. We'll head over to the TV studio. We'll wait for head coach Paul Cantabene and our player of the game, Matt Tompkins. Final score of tonight, Stevenson beats York 16-6. We'll take a break. We'll be right back with our final stats and our post-game guests. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
So good to see you. Got me dancing right out of my shoes. Don't need a reason. All I really need is you. Just hold the front of there. Delicious, crisp taste of it. Just for the love of it. Just for the feel of it. Just for the taste of it. Diet Coke. Just wanna catch ya. It's electric when you hit my lips. Feels so good to hold ya. It's the no calories that makes me feel like this. Just for the feeling. Just for the thrill of it. Just for the love of it. Just for the taste of it. Diet Coke.
This season, never miss a single goal with the Mustang Sports Network.
Taylor Morgan, transfer out of Maryland. Right down the middle, he shoots and scores!
Watch all men's and women's lacrosse home games live at GoMustangSports.com. If you can't be near a computer, listen on your mobile device. Just visit SFMSports.net and tap on Listen Live. After the game, come back for our post-game chats with the coaches and student-athletes.
You got Pat Cannon back with Stephen Barrett. They do a lot of the same things.
Pat's just a goal scorer. You know, he makes plays and stuff, and he's able to finish from tough angles and feed, and he's just such a tough guard.
The Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Take out for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
This is Mustangs Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Sid Zweigbaum back with you at Mustang Stadium. Stevenson over York tonight, 16-6. Let's take a look at our final stats of the game. The Mustangs outshooting York tonight, 40-32. So the Mustangs extremely efficient, scoring 16 goals on 40 shots. 27 of their 40 shots went on cage ground ball. Stevenson a 39-36 advantage. Mustangs winning 15 out of 26 faceoff. Turnovers 24 for Stevenson, 28 for York. The Mustangs scoring 3 man-up goals and holding York to just 1 and 2 opportunities. We're going to welcome in Mustangs head coach Paul Cantabene. Coach, I've seen a lot of games that you guys have done, not only the last 3 years, probably the last 5 years. 16 goals, 16 assists. How happy does that make you?
It makes me real happy. You know, I think it's something we've been really harping on is that, you know, we can't do it alone. Guys early in the season think we're trying to dodge through too many people and do things alone, and we need each other. And, you know, I think we're doing a great job rotating in our offense now. Everybody really understands where they need to be, and we're getting a better cohesion in their spacing and our balance. And, you know, we're getting some guys that are contributing now, and I think that's big. And I thought it was great today. I thought the highlight was that we played a good goalie and we shot the ball well. You know, we haven't done that too often here, and I think it shows you that we're really concentrating on shooting good shots and doing the right things now. So it's a good win for us, but we can't have long to enjoy it because we got to play Arcady tomorrow.
It sounds silly to us up in the booth, but did anyone on the field realize that, you know, you guys were 12 for 12 assisted goals at any point? Or did anybody talk about that at all?
No, I don't think anybody knew that. But, you know, I think we're harping on continuing the move. When we had them slide, that we had open people inside, and that's what we wanted to continue to do. And I think our spacing and how dangerous, you know, Dabney is and Tony is and Donnie is and Billy is really draws teams out. And all of a sudden now you got Steve and looking for Matt inside, and Matt's done a great job knowing his role, finishing inside shots and being just a tough guard, and I think he's doing a great job.
Yeah, we saw Matt do a lot of things tonight that we've seen him do with the man up. 5 goals, all within that 5-yard crease range. You know, how much has he brought since he's coming to the starting lineup?
We tried a few people there, and we just haven't had the finishing success that we've hoped, with some people. But we thought we'd give Matt a try. He's always been a tough guard in practice and a man up, and we just thought we'd give him a go and see how he did. And I think he really brings, he's so smart on the field. His IQ knowledge is really high, and he's doing a great job of just understanding how teams are playing. And having him back there, I think, has really helped Pat and Steve as well.
Coach, on the other end of the field, when was the last time Stevenson only had two penalties in a game?
A while, but we've really been harping on that. I think our guys did a good job understanding how the game was called and staying within that. And that's what we got to continue to do, just understand how the game's being called, not try to do too much and try to rein it in a little bit, because we played great defense all night. We rein it in. We just play tough defense. Everybody does their job. We're great. When we try to get out and start to try to make plays and do things we're not comfortable with, that's when we foul.
How much better of a chance will you guys get to evaluate Connor Skeen? He saw a lot more shots.
Well,
tonight.
We saw tonight. We thought he did a good job. I thought he did. I think that last one went in. He's got to have. But I think the other ones, he was pretty tight. I thought he played tough. He had some good saves. Looked very calm in there. Got to work on his clearing a little bit. I thought he made a poor choice here or there. But overall, he played a solid game, and he gave us a chance to win. And that was the position we won tonight. I think our goalie played much better than their goalie.
Coach, a unique situation for you guys. It's about 9 o'clock tonight. You have a game tomorrow at 1 o'clock. What do you guys do to prepare for that?
Well, we guys are gonna get home right away. They got to get something to eat, get home, ice up, and do what they got to do, and then we'll meet them tomorrow 8:30, 9 on the bus, heading up. We'll give a scouting report and everything like that and get something to eat and make sure their legs are rested, and hopefully we'll have play some more people tomorrow and get in there, and hopefully we can get out to an early go, hopefully cruise home and get some guys some rest. But we've done it before. It's not our first time playing back-to-back, and so we know how to handle it.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot. We will see you next Saturday for a home game against Lebanon Valley. Thanks, Coach.
Let's get this guy in here.
All right, our player of the game tonight is Matt Tompkins. He's going to join us, and Matt, congratulations, career high, 5 goals tonight, 1 assist. Tuesday, we were surprised that you had 1 goal, 3 assists. You didn't have any assists coming to that one. How comfortable did you feel tonight in that crease area?
Real comfortable. Pat and Steve do a real good job of dodging with their head up, and me just getting open in the middle helps them a lot. Gives him a outlet.
You were a second-line middy on that 2013 championship season. You missed last year with an injury. How good does it feel just to be back, and then, now you're getting increased playing time?
It's awesome to be back. Being out last year, seeing them play was real hard for me. I haven't really had an injury like that until last year, so it was hard for me. Being back is real great. Having a lot of fun.
What's the difference for you going from midfield to attack?
Nothing really. Just staying poised and making sure that I'm there as an outlet for Pat and Steve when they get in trouble with dodging up the sides.
I know you're rooting for the guys on your team that were in there before you, but was there a part of you, watching from the sideline, the first string middies are out there a lot, thinking to yourself, I play attack on the man up, maybe I could do it full time?
Not really. I know I can do it, but at the same time, I trust Coach to put players where they need to be, and he's doing a good job, so I think we're good.
16 assists on 16 goals. How much will the offense be talking about that on the bus ride up tomorrow?
I'm not sure, but 50% at halftime was shooting was kind of crazy. We haven't really seen that.
How do you compare this team and where you guys are playing the last couple of games to 2013 and what you could possibly do this year?
I think this team is similar to 2013 because now we're starting to catch our groove. We started off a little slow in 2013, picked it up, and I think now coming in the conference games, we're really getting our stride and playing strong.
All right, good luck tomorrow against Arcadia.
Thank you.
All right, that was our player of the game, Matt Tompkins. 5 goals and 1 assist for the Mustangs tonight. That's going to wrap it up here from Mustang Stadium. From all of us at SUTV, MC McFadden, and my partner in the booth, Dave Slefkowski, I'm Sid Zweigbaum. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. The Mustangs are at Arcadia tomorrow at 1 o'clock. They're at Alvernia Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Our next broadcast is next Saturday at home when they play Lebanon Valley. 6:50 will be the start of the pregame show for a 7 p.m. faceoff. That's going to do it tonight from Mustang Stadium. Final score, Stevenson over York, 16-6. Good night from Owings Mills.
This presentation of Stevenson Mustangs Lacrosse has been brought to you by Stevenson University and powered by sfmsports.net. This broadcast was presented in part by Buffalo Wild Wings, just minutes away from Mustang Stadium on Owings Mills Boulevard, Coca-Cola, PMM Companies, and the Green Turtle. Don't forget to visit GoMustangSports.com, the official website of Stevenson University Athletics.